We're doing the book of Daniel. We're up to what they call the third chapter. Nebuchadnezzar has had his fantastic dream in which he sees the head of gold, which represents him, Nebuchadnezzar. And Nebuchadnezzar recognizes that he will lose his kingdom, and ultimately the kingdom after kingdom will pass until the Mashiach will take the kingdom. And so he wants to figure out, how can I bring down the Jews? How can I get the Jews to fall so that they don't ultimately have the Mashiach who takes the kingdom? Nebuchadnezzar, Malkah. You guys want to get Hebrew English to next? Or you're going to listen? Okay, if you want to get them, I'll wait.
I'm going to listen.
Okay. Nebuchadnezzar, the king. He made an idol of solid gold. It represents him, Nebuchadnezzar. He is the head of gold. So he makes this idol of gold. It was 60 amos tall. So think in those days, how tall is the ceiling here? Figure 8. About 24 feet. Okay, and if you go down one more floor, so that's about 8 foot high, the ceiling down there. So that's about 32 feet. So if you stand outside and you look up, Machon Meir has another floor on top of this, right? So it's 1.5 times the height of this building. Okay, it's a very tall idol. Pitaye Amin Sheet. And this huge idol was 60 amos tall, 6 amos wide. Akimei Bivikat Dua Bimdinat Bavel. He establishes this idol in the Dura Valley in Babylon. Now, in the Dura Valley, that's a valley where there are many bones of Jews who were killed. Killed by the king. And so he's going to summon the people. Imagine showing up to this valley, and all around you are lying the bones of Jews who dared go against the king. And there's going to be this huge idol, and he will invite everyone to bow to the idol. Nebuchadnezzar, Malka, and Nebuchadnezzar, the king, Shelach, he sent to summon Lemichnash to gather Lachash Dalpanaya. Firstly, he's gathering the second in command under him. So these are Achash Dalpanaya, the people who are in charge, who live inside castles. Signaya, the people who are the nobles, the officers, Ufachavata, and the generals of the army, Adargazraya, he is also bringing in the people who make the decrees. That whenever the king tells them, arrange that this gets done, they're the ones that put out the laws. They're the ones that write up the laws. Gidavraya, the treasurers. Ditavraya, the people who are the advisors, the councils of the king. Tiftaye, the people who are in control of the torture chambers. Tiftaye are those who would burn people alive. Vechol shiltonei medinata, and the different rulers of his different provinces. Lemeitei lachanukah atzalma, they are all invited to come to the inauguration of his idol. Dihakeim Nebuchadnezzar malcha, that Nebuchadnezzar the king established. Beidayin, then mitkaneshin, they gathered Achashdal Penaya. What are those? Achashdal Penaya, second in command. Signaya, what are those? The general, the nobles. Ufachavata, and the generals. Adal Gizaraya, the people who made the laws. Signaya, the Signaya were also a type of generals. Gidavraya, the treasurers. Ditavraya, the advisors, Tiftayei, the torturers. He gathers all these people, they all gathered, V'chol shiltonei medinata, and all the rulers of the different provinces, L'chanukah atzalma, to inaugurate his idol, Diakim Nebuchadnezzar, Malka, V'kamin lakovel tzalma. They all stood opposite this huge idol in front of them, Diakim Nebuchadnezzar, the idol that Nebuchadnezzar established, V'charoza, Karei, V'chail, and the announcer calls out in a loud voice, L'chon amrina mimaya, we're telling you the representatives of all the peoples. Obviously you couldn't have all the peoples there, but there were representatives of each people, Umaya, V'lishanaya, the different nations, the different nationalities, the different languages, Beidana, at the time, D, that, Tishme'un, when you hear, call the sound of, Karna Mashrokita, there will be a blast from the horn, there will be a flute that will play, there will be Katrosa Bechap Santarin Sumponya, Vecholzenezemara, all kinds of different instruments, from a harp to a drum to a navel, all of them will play. You'll suddenly hear all this massive noise from all these instruments, and then Tipelun Metis Gidun Letze Elem Dava, you will fall and bow before this gold idol, Diakem Nebuchadnezzar Malka, that Nebuchadnezzar established, Umandilo Yipel Veyisgud, whoever does not fall and bow before the idol, Bashata Yitreme, on the spot, he will be tossed, Legoatunanua, into the burning, into the fiery furnace, Yakita, that's already burning. So they all feel the heat, excuse the pun. And there's a burning furnace over there on the side. For 3 days they've spent heating it up to such a high heat, and it's burning there, and the torturers are there, and all the leaders are there, and the representatives of each nation is there, and they have a very clear warning. Bow or burn to death. Kol kovel dina bezina. So, after this warning, kedishamin kolam emaya. Then all the nations heard. Kol kana. They heard the trumpet blowing. Mashrokita, the flute. Katrosa bechap santerin. All the different instruments are playing. Vechol zenezemara, and all the different types of instruments he brought. Naflin kolam emaya. All the nations fell. Umaya velishnaya. All the representatives of every nation, nationality, and language. Sagdin, they all bowed. Letze elem dava, to the gold idol. Diakem Nebuchadnezzar malka, that Nebuchadnezzar established. Okay? Everyone's bowing. You have thousands of people. They're all bowing. The music's playing. Everyone's bowing. Kol kovel dina bezina. So at that time, kiribu guvin kasdain. So you had some kasdim. Now we saw earlier whether kasdim was a type of sorcerer or kasdim were the Chaldeans. They came v'achalu kartzeon diyudaye, and they came and they ratted. They tattletailed. They told the Jews. So they tell Nebuchadnezzar, Malka, Malka, Lal Minchi, may the king live forever. Ant Malka, Samtateim, your majesty, didn't you make a law, Dichole Nash, that any human, the Yishma, that will hear, Kol Karna Mashrokita Katrosa, Bechab Santarin Visimponia, Bechol Zenezemara, when they hear all these different instruments, Yipel Visgud, Letzelem Dava, should fall and bow to the golden idol, Umandilo Yipel Visgud, and whoever does not bow, Yitame Legoad Tunura, Yakita, will be thrown into the burning furnace. Didn't you say that? Itai Gavrin Yudain, but there are some Jews, Dimanita Yaton, that you gave them responsibility over running Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, Avednego, the three Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, Gubraya, Ilech, Lo Samo, Alech, Malkatahem. These people, they don't seem to care what you say. They are not bowing to your God, and they're not willing to prostrate themselves before the gold idol that you established. Then Nebuchadnezzar, with wrath and anger, he said, summon to me Hanania Mishael Nazaria, Beidain Guvraya Ilech, Heita Yukodam Alkah. So these men were brought before the king. Anei Nebuchadnezzar v'amar lehon. So Nebuchadnezzar yells at them and says, Hey, Hatzda Shadrach Meshach v'Avednego, is this true? Hanania Mishael Nazaria. Leilahi loitechon palechin ulzelim davad yakim losagdin. Are you not worshipping my God? Did you not bow to my idol? Keanhein itechon atidin. And so now, I want you to know what you're going to do. Dividanad itishmun kol kanam shokita katros sabchab santerim sumponia. When you hear the music playing, vechol zeneizim ara tipelun vitiskedun etzelmadi avdit. You will now bow and worship. You will fall before the idol I made. Then lotis kidun, and if you don't bow, bashata titremun, right away you will be tossed legoatu nuraya kita into the burning furnace. Umanhu eladi yeshiz chinchon min yadai. And who's the God that you think will save you from my hands? That's Nebuchadnezzar's speech. Anoshadrach meshach v'avednego v'amrin lemalka. So Hananiah, Mishael, Nazaria answer the king. Nebuchadnezzar. They tell him, you're king, so long as you're within the range of what the Torah says. At this point, you are Nebuchadnezzar, you are not our king. We're not worried how we're going to answer you over what you said. We don't need to convene and take counsel and say, ooh, what answer can we give him? No. Our God who we worship, He could save us. He could certainly save us from the burning furnace, and He will save us from your hands, our King. And even if God does not, He could, but He might not. But what we do want you to know, the King, we will not worship your God. And we will not bow to the idol, the gold idol that you established. And so we are prepared to be thrown into the furnace. The frogs in Egypt, they don't have mitzvos. And yet when Hashem sent them to jump at the Egyptians and into their food, they jumped in even though they got burnt in the ovens. So maybe we will also have to jump in and get burnt in the oven. But we're prepared. We're prepared. If the frogs did it, we're prepared to do it. We got to be better than frogs. And here we see a way that a person is supposed to think. I'm supposed to serve Hashem. It's not always comfortable, and I don't always know what the outcome's going to be. They said to him, we might burn. Yes, could be we'll die. We're not sure what God has in mind. However, we do know what God wants from us. We're going to do what God wants from us, even though we don't know where it will take us. Now, Nebuchadnezzar's plan seems to have backfired. However, our sages say that they were the exception, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Our sages say the rest of the Jews bowed. And so one opinion in Megillas Esther is that the decree that Megillas Esther begins with is actually a punishment for the Jews bowing over here. Hananiah and Mishael and Azariah stood up, but everyone else didn't. Nebuchadnezzar got filled with wrath. And his countenance changed. And he's boiling at Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, Nevamalamezeh. He said, heat up that furnace. Bring it up seven times from what it can handle. I want the furnace burning seven times what it can ordinarily handle. Yes.
You mentioned three names of the guys that bowed, but
where's Daniel? Doesn't say here, right? So maybe Daniel had an out. No, maybe Daniel wasn't expected to show up. Remember, Nebuchadnezzar is reacting to Daniel. So Daniel must have had an out. We are in what they call the third chapter, 19th Pasuk, the end of the Pasuk. Chad Shiva al dichazei lemezei. I want you to heat it up seven times than what it's fit to be heated. And he summons great warriors from his army. He told them to tie up Shadrach, Meshach, v'Avednego, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Lemilmei, to throw them into la tunua yakita, the burning furnace. Beidayin guvaya ilech. At that time, these men kefitu b'sabaleon p'atcheon. They were bound. They were bound as they were wearing their royal boots, as they were wearing their royal pants. V'chabelaton ulvusheon, as they were wearing their royal crowns. Remember, they were royalty. So they were wrapped in royal clothing. These were the king's advisors. So now they're being summoned to be judged. Our sages say they walked in dressed positively. They knew they didn't have an answer for Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar wants one thing, they should bow. And they're going to say no. And he's going to execute them. So how do they show up? Dressed in their finest clothing. So they show up, they're dressed in their royal clothing. And Chazal said, we learn a concept from them here. Sometimes a person goes to court, he thinks he's going to lose. Sometimes he thinks he's not going to succeed with this judge or with this man who sued him. Chazal say, you still show up, you dress your best. And don't show up as though you've lost, you show up as though you've won. We learn it from Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. They show up positive. They're showing up to the king in his royal clothing, right? The royal clothing he gave them. They're dressed from head to foot. That's what the pasuk delineates. From the boots to the crown, they're wearing the royal clothing. They're wearing their talis. Toss them in to that burning furnace with all those clothing. Kol kovel dinam. Mindi milat malka machtzefa. The king is frothing at the mouth as he's yelling, kill him, throw him in, into that furnace, heat it up. Now the furnace is burning. It's burning seven times what it can ordinarily handle. Guvraya ilech diasiku. Now these men, these brave warriors who threw in le Shadrach Meshach v'Avednego katilimon sheviva dinura. So a flame comes shooting out of the furnace and kills all the men who were carrying Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah and threw them into the furnace. So one flame shoots out of the furnace and kills all of them. And these three men, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, Shadrach, Meshach, v'Avednego, nefalu. They were dropped into the furnace. They fell in, and they're in the furnace, tied. Now, from afar, they could see into the furnace. And so Nebuchadnezzar is there with all his men watching to see the final seconds of Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah being burnt alive. And Nebuchadnezzar gets shocked and stands up all scared. So Nebuchadnezzar yells and he tells what were Hadavroi, who remembers? Hadavroi.
The chief,
I don't remember.
The guy that was killing all the Chachamim in the last chapter?
No. No, I don't remember what type of job was Hadavroi. His advisors. Yeah, Hadavroi, the advisors who would lead the people. Hello, Gavrin Telata, Remain Alegonura Mechapetin. Didn't we throw into the furnace three men tied up? Now they're looking in the fire, and in the fire they see this massive fire, and within the fire they can see Anin v'amarin lemalka yatziva malka. So they answer the king. They say, "Yeah, we did throw in anin v'amar." So the king answers. He says, "But hanachazei. But what I see is guvrin arbea. I see four people in there. Shirayin melchin begonura, and they're free. There are four people in that furnace, and they're free. They're not tied up." And they're not affected by the fire. And the fourth one looks just like the angel. I remember that angel. I woke up in the middle of the night when I was a soldier in the Syrian army, and we were camped outside Jerusalem, and that's the figure I saw walking around killing all the other soldiers. That's the angel I saw. And now I see him again, standing there in the fire with Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. So Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah are in the furnace, and they could walk out. But they know. So Nebuchadnezzar approaches the opening of this huge furnace, and he calls out, he says, Shadrach Meshach Vavednego Avdoi Delahaila Pukuveto Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, the servants of the great God, come out. Beidain Nafkin. So they came out then. Shadrach, Meshach, Vavednego, Mingonura. They came out of the furnace. So the angel Gavriel was there in the furnace, kept the cold for them, so that they could walk around. Umit Kanshin. And then around them gathered Achashdar Panaya, Signayau Fachavata, Vadovrei Malka, all the different officers, leaders, nobles of the king, Chazain Leguvraya Ilech. They all looked at these people. They stood there staring at Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. De lo shelet nura begesh mehon. That the fire didn't harm their flesh. And even the hair on their head did not get scorched. You know that hair, before you can catch on that it's caught on fire, it burns. Hair burns before you can even notice it, right? So their hair didn't even get scorched. And their clothing didn't change. There they were standing in the furnace, nothing happened. And they don't even smell to a fire. So Nebuchadnezzar calls out, he says, blessed is the God of Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. He sent his angels, saved his servants. They trusted him. Umilat Malkash Shaniv, and they went against my decree. They were willing to give up their flesh, and they were so dedicated they wouldn't bow or worship any god other than their god. And so I make the following decree, says Nebuchadnezzar, that any nation, nationality, or language that will say anything disgraceful about the Jewish God, the God of Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, Hadamin Yitaved, will be cut up into limbs. Uvaitei Nevali Yishtaveh, and his house will be turned into a dump. Kol Kovel Deloitai Ela Na Achoran. Because I know, says Nebuchadnezzar, there is no other God, the Ikula Atzal Akidna, that could save his people like this. Bedain Malkat Zach Leshadach Meshach Vaved Negov in Dinat Pavel. Then Nebuchadnezzar makes Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah the great leaders of Babylon. And this is the end of the story. The Christians put the end of the chapter 3 psukim later. Really, it's not correct. The next story begins right here. This is the end of that story. What? We will continue now. Now we're moving on to the next story. I'm saying the end of